some of your time.
No!
I didn't say it in a bad way.
It's the podcast that's meant to make your day a little
brighter.
And funnier.
Heck yeah.
And it gives you life tips and that's dog right. tips and writing tips.
That's right.
And it always starts with a random thought.
Yeah.
Which sometimes happens in bed, sometimes happens in a car, sometimes happens in the kitchen.
Could happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere.
It's random.
And it begins right now.
With me today, as always, is the incredibly talented Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author and knower of lots of stuff.
And with me today is Sean Kelly Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he is not. Now he's a business owner, a super tall human being, and has a really cranky resting face. You would admire him.
Well, no, I just don't throw my middle name out there all that often.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
You gonna try it?
The black eyed peas?
I made black eyed peas a different way. With no meat.
It's a New Year's Day tradition, right?
Yeah.
That we always have black eyed peas.
And Sean said, quote, "What are the vegetables doing? Vegetables don't do anything in there."
Well, the pan was full of cauliflower. And then I look over there on the counter and I see that recipe. And it says Southern black-eyed peas and cauliflower.
So?
So anytime a recipe starts off with Southern, the descriptive such as Southern, that means that person's not from the South. And they all know poo about Southern cooking.
Are you saying no one at the New York Times knows anything about the South?
No, I'm not saying that. That's really a blanket statement. But, man, so many people are rolling over in their graves right now. Cauliflower. There's no ham hock in here.
No.
There's no bacon.
No.
There's cauliflower, tomatoes, and green pepper.
And soy and sauce.
And the saving grace, brown sugar.
Brown sugar. But is it okay? Don't burn yourself.
Yeah, it tastes really good, actually.
Does it taste Southern?
No. There's no hint of cured meat in there. Good Lord. Good thing you made cornbread. We can salvage it.
It's Southern cornbread.
It's Jiffy Mix. All white trash Southern people use Jiffy Mix.
Trash. You're not supposed to use the word white in front of trash.
Pope. All those white people.
Oh, that's Pope.
Huh?
Oh, that's Pope.
I don't know. I think that's middle class poor, actually.
Jiffy?
Yeah. Because if you're really poor, then you have like, I forget what it's called, but like canned bread. Like, not that you buy it in a can, but you make it.
Oh, brown bread like my mom used to make?
Not brown bread.
Oh.
There's another kind that's made from cornmeal and it's really...
Oh, we never had that.
Grainy.
That must be similar to...
What's it called? I can't remember. But, anyways.
So you're supposed to eat cornbread and...
Those
black-eyed peas and greens, but Sean won't eat greens on New Year's Day so that you can make money throughout the year.
I'm eating greens, I'm just eating raw.
They're spinach, though, I like.
Well,
they're still green, I think they count. Collards.
Oh, wait. Can't get collard greens up here, can we?
No.
Sheesh.
Can't get
turnip greens.
No.
Can you get any kind of green besides bagged spinach?
Not at our grocery store. Usually, you can't even get an avocado that works at our grocery store. It's a great grocery store. It's not their fault or the people. The people are amazing at our grocery store. It's just we're all the way up on the northern end of...
On the southern tip of Antarctica, I mean.
No, I mean, all of Canada's in between us, but...
They got better vegetables than we do.
They do, and they have a better transportation system. But whatever... We are grateful for what we have.
Yes, we are.
The end.
Glorious birthday, New Year.
Hey. You can't make stuff up, Sean.
I'm your second what?
Because you're my second.
Second what?
In command.
I'm your second in command.
You're my second.
Like, you're in command?
Yeah, I'm the captain. You're the first mate. Why is that funny?
No, baby. I'm Captain.
Uh-uh.
You're Gilligan.
I am so not Gilligan, dude. I'm the arrogant, pompous skipper. And you're Gilligan, you're my little boy toy.
You're so funny.
You know it's true.
It's on my shoulder.
Okay, don't get creepy, it's for the podcast. So?
Yeah.
That means what? I thought my lunch choices were quote. They can't lie. Because I gotta trust my second.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
What now? No, I don't want any chocolate. You're trying to bribe me with chocolate.
Why not?
Because I'm the captain and unbribable. Alright, this is all really because Sean was an absolute jerk, and if you've watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he said I'm Boyle.
I said the closest of any character.
And he said
show.
He was the captain.
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did. You did say that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't talk with your mouth full. And like, I'm Boyle.
Guy's a ghost. Super ghost. He's a super ghost.
Maybe.
I have never left out of the hugs.
No, you're not, but you can't.
I have never pined after someone I haven't gotten. Except for David Steer in college, and I think he may have been gay. But whatever. Other than him.
Is that a real person?
It is a real person. He was very artistic. I thought we could make art together. I didn't really like him in a sexual way, because I never like people that way, but... But I liked him in a romantic way.
Oh.
But he was unrequited. He liked this girl named Lauren Feynman, who was really cool and sang folk songs. Yeah. Oh, jeez. I'm not Boyle. Can we just repeat that I'm not Boyle? Can we just repeat that I'm not Boyle?
You're not Boyle.
Say it again.
You're not Boyle. Right. You're more like Rosa.
Oh, anything like Rosa. See, you're lying again. Now I can't trust you. You're not my second. You are not going to be my second anymore.
Scully?
Scully?
The old man with the bad feet.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were talking X-Files.
No, it's good.
Alright, so our writing tip of the pod is about not caring if someone says you're Boyle from Brooklyn 911, not caring that someone is criticizing your beautiful black eyed peas southern style, but not, and just, you know, being you.
Dude, I wasn't criticizing.
You called me Boyle.
I was
Boyle.
Just so leery of them.
Boyle's
got nothing to do with black eyed peas.
Everyone puts cauliflower in their black eyed peas. I just realized that Ghost Adventures was underneath our second random thought. Did you hear
Could
that?
Could you hear it? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We watch that show way too much because
Sean likes
I'm not going to say anything bad about it, but man, sometimes it's cool. So
our real writing tip and not our random thought is
this is a good ass tip, baby.
Honey, don't say ASS unless you're talking about a donkey.
Writers make no money, and that sucks. But you don't suck.
You don't suck, man. Even if you make no money.
A recent study by the Authors Guild basically says that if you want to be a writer, prepare to be poor. Remember, Jiffy Mix, corn muffins. Upper middle class. No, lower middle class. In 2017, full-time writers made a median salary of around $20,000. That's like double what I'm making now.
What?
That's that's full-time writers.
I'm worried about it.
As in, not part-time, full-time. Cranking out like 2 books a year. In the last 10 years, writers' earnings have decreased by 42%.
42. The article talks about causes and how this impacts authors' writings in our society, but it doesn't talk a lot about mental health and about how a lack of pay impacts creativity.
Does it?
Yeah. Because you start thinking, like, you get in this downward spiral where you're like, I make no money. Why am I doing this? And then you block yourself because you're so sad.
I understand that, but I counter with...
Oh, yes.
What about all of the dead great master painters?
They're dead.
Who didn't earn like a dollar while they were professional painters, but they had such belief in their own ability that they continued to work. They did not let that negativity affect, that lack of money, affect their working because they believed in themselves.
Van Gogh killed himself.
And then look what the hell happened.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because he's dead. I want people to be happy when they're creating. I want them to be happy.
Yeah, those guys, that's what I'm saying. They were happy.
Yeah.
Making their work. Right. See, they didn't know the difference.
Right, so what we need to do is not know the difference.
That's right.
What we need to do is not measure our success by outside metrics, like, which is really kind of the
point. I had a more valid point, but you threw me off or something.
Dude, there's no more valid point than don't judge yourself by outside metrics, but getting back to our thing.
Honey trail.
What? We went on a tangent. That study's press release quotes T.J. Styles as saying, do you want to say what T.J. Styles says?
Poverty is a form of censorship. That's because creation costs. Writing requires resources, and it imposes opportunity costs. Limited writing to the financially independent and the cinctured. Is that the word?
Sinecured.
Sinecured? Punishes authors based on their lack of wealth and income.
No offense to TJ Styles, but that is the most pretentious quote ever. Like, you could say that so much more simply.
I know, it's like a new type of, like, what do you call it, like a salami? But it's sinew cured. Cured sinew. It's like the world's longest lasting beef jerky. I tried some in 93, I'm still chewing on it.
Oh my gosh.
So all in all, that basically sucks.
That sucks so hard.
But still, we write. Well, you guys write. I don't write so much.
You vaguely write.
And there are a ton of, you can make $1 million on your first book, people out there.
Those people?
They are people who are trying to make their own $1 million off of you with their vague info videos and seminars and fake colleges and downloaded assets that basically tell you to write, read, write more, submit, make a blog site.
There. We gave you the same advice for you right now for free. We rock.
Yep.
This is why we don't have a lot more money.
Why? Because we're just too efficient?
Because we just gave them all the advice for free.
Oh, crap. Send us $1 for that.
We need to make an infomercial in a pretend class that's $900.
It's worth at least $1. This week, the Golden Globes were on. Actually, that was just yesterday, wasn't it? But it won't be yesterday for the podcast.
It'll be 2 days ago.
And there were a bunch of winners. But way more losers. And while we were reading about it, the same lesson kept ringing out at us.
You and the work you do contributes to a bigger purpose. Your actions make a difference to people, and your presence and your existence is important. You don't have to be Hollywood to be important. You don't need 1 million followers. You don't need to win a Golden Globe, which is the naughtiest sounding award ever. You just need to be. Do you. Realize that your work matters and you matter more than those outside metrics of awards and money. You don't need other people to tell you that you're a success. You're one by being here. Right,
man? Yeah, but I got to interrupt you with a story. I have, in the years that I've known Carrie, I have witnessed with my very own eyes via social media messaging and stuff that she has quite possibly saved the lives of at least 2 young people in this country.
Oh.
Now, my point here is that if your writing has that effect on somebody, it doesn't matter if you've only sold a few books that you self-published or you're, you know, New York Times best-selling author. If it was your writing that motivated that person to contact you as like their last hope, then you were a success. That's worth more than $1 million. That's worth more than $1 billion, in my opinion. So, when you do it, send me your $1 billion. Because she's already done. No, I just think that you gotta motivate. Sometimes your success is not measured with money.
No, it should never really truly be.
Especially in the field.
Because we're in a capitalistic society. And we're
especially
all trying
in the
to
field
survive.
Of artistic arts.
So basically, our writing tip of the pod, now that I feel all schmaltzy.
I think I just
cry.
Made it.
Yeah, but another way of saying it in a little bit more condensed way is to be okay with not making a ton of money and having to do some side hustles of the legal kind, Sean. Write the best stories that you can and focus on your craft and read a ton, and you're going to stand out from the rest. Even if you're not making a buttload of money. Because if you make a difference in one person's life and want them to continue living or make them feel like someone has hurt them or understand them.
That's all you could ever ask for, in my opinion.
Yeah, so true. So true.
Dog tip for life. Sparty didn't have much to say on this subject. He said joy, and I think joy in a dog's mind is both like self-fulfillment and literal joy is more important than money. But money does buy bacon. So, just refer back to what I said a couple seconds ago or minutes, whatever it equates to on the old podcast. And know that money doesn't always judge success. Right there, Golden Globe.
Dude, the Golden Globes are crazy because they're like so.
I know. Not,
they're so. Like.
Not only are you an international bestseller, New York Times bestseller, but you have 2 Golden Globes.
Okay, so you just made it naughty. You just made it so naughty. But you know what really struck me about the Golden Globes, which is vaguely relates to Dog Tip for Life, and I'm going to ignore the rest of your naughtiness,
all right,
is that, like, even when the winners win, some people are still trying to yank them down. Like, yeah. Jeff Bridges kind of had this meandering, heartfelt...
Some of us
speech.
Are like that, you know?
Where he seemed completely stoned.
Oh, no, not that part.
But, like, and so people were, like, kind of mocking him. And some people loved it, but some people were mocking him.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, dogs don't care if people mock you. And you gotta, like, not care if people mock you for your truth or your authenticity or your kindness or your meandering ways or your lack of professionalism. Because what the hell? Who cares? Someone's always going to find an issue with you. You know?
Yeah.
You got to just find your people and only care about your people. And that was kind of true. Like, there'll be ladies who are wearing dresses or guys wearing, like, these beglittered, like, bedazzled glitter harnesses.
Yeah.
And, like, people will be like, I love it! And then other people are like, oh my God, that's so...
I know. It's human
right?
nature, I guess, honey.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know why.
Why can't we just all love?
Because it's too far ingrained.
Why?
Eventually there comes a point where nature does become... Or nurture does become nature. Mm-hmm. But it's just called evolution.
So guys, you can be a part of the podcast if you download the Anchor application. You can call into our podcast, record a question, or just say hi and we'll answer. You can be heard on our podcast, which is so sweet. No questions too wild, and just like Sean does, just try not to swear, or at least pretend you're saying
donkey.
Are you
sure it's not? So swear.
So swear. Shut up, man. The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. This artist is It's Night Owl by Brooke for Free.
Are we done already?
Yeah, man, we're done already.
Crud.
I know. I think I might.
I hate it when it comes to it. What were you saying just a minute ago during the interlude?
I don't know, but I was going to say that I'm maybe going to add a couple of your snores that I surreptitiously...
When did you do that?
The other night.
Well, I didn't sign anything.
A waiver?
Yeah, a waiver. Yes. and a monetary percentage-based benefit form.
Man, no.
Should you benefit from my snores in any way?
Oh, my gosh. We love you, people. For more tips and stuff that goes along with this podcast, check out what, Shawnee?
Check out what?
What? Carrie Jones Bookstop blog?
Yeah. I've always used to come. CarrieJonesBooks.gmail.com, I mean.
No.
Oh, no, that's your email.
Dear God, Sean.
.com.
Stop blog, or the dogs are smarter than people feed. Please like and subscribe to us because it makes us happy.
You totally caught me off guard with that or what question.
Or what?
Yeah.
Alright. Don't look at my glow and glue.
That's what I caught.
Don't you look at those glow
and glue. I was concentrating on your trophies.
No.